Here we have hours to reduce the rule. And deity, in our dwell, and human mind, not a miracle. Sure, we had that first, and gave that rule. First of all, I dealt with that. I guess that would prove, if you found that rule, he would prove that God cannot hear the prayers of the thousand Christians at one time. Because according to him, you have to be a miracle. Because he can't do it, therefore, it must be a miracle. Let's talk about what he said about Ephesians 1:13-14. He said that the high standard calls and questions about, not at all. Do you realize, Tom, that what I said in the book of Charles about 50% of the manuscripts have hope? 50% have hope. So, we can't just carelessly accept one and open the other without doing some studies, can we, Tom? That's not calling, that's not having respect for the Bible. You have respect for the Bible when you try to determine what the original was. You just don't accept something blindly. Which one do you accept? That was wrong. About 50% of the manuscripts have one and 50% have the original one. There's no doubt or confusion. But if those scholars, what they said is, they didn't know whether the original was hoax or hope. And you don't know either. You don't know either. But you know, according to Esther, if I interpret it, if I said correctly, none of those guys, those scholars, who didn't know which was the original hoax or hope, none of them called the victim in Acts 4 or in verse, not one. They all said it was the Holy Spirit, just through his support, and went to earth, which is 23 verses later. None of them thought what you thought was right. In other words, none of those scholars thought that you had the right thing correctly. Some of them thought which? Which the Holy Spirit, some of them went to earth. I might probably be one of them. Because being one of those teaches my position. None of them thought what you thought. And the next conference, could everybody turn here? This illustrates, audience, the difference I see in God and ours. Now, in Acts 5:32, the Bible says at the end of that verse, so it's also the Holy Ghost when God is given to the salvation. Here's what he said. This is the best part. And he says, that phrase, we have miraculous gifts. So he believes when he prays the Holy Ghost who God is given to the salvation, he says, that is the word of miraculous gifts. You know what I think? I believe it's saying the Holy Ghost who God is given to the salvation. That's what I think. And I believe it actually means that he gives the Holy Ghost to those who faith. And I think it's miraculous gifts. But there's the same thing about that. Not being able to practice against the Holy Ghost is just that idea. It's just the case of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you want to satisfy the debate, this is not the best debate. He said it's the correct part of that conference. He said that is saying that God gives us a correct gift. I believe the thing that God gives the Holy Ghost is in your name. You choose who you want to believe. While we're on that subject, but here in the repeat, he does think this is the righteous gift in KC. We've already learned that. It's evil and disability. We already pointed out that this shows that you must obey God in order to receive the Holy Ghost. Or he called it, correct? Yes, the Holy Ghost. But in Acts 10:45, Cornelius received the miraculous before he had obeyed God. Before he had completed his obedience. The time you're on the horse of the nation will have to say that Cornelius obeyed God. But this is Acts 5:32 we're talking about. Before he was baptized. But you're going to have to admit that Cornelius received something different than what the word says. Holy Ghost in Acts 5:32. Gotta be one or the other. And then you mentioned Acts 5:33 again, which you did last night, and I responded to that. You just responded like a fire. Now we have a total of 6 speeches each night. I've got 24 speeches, 4 responses in a day. We only have 1 speech each. If you say something, I respond. Then you respond, and I respond. Instead, what you do is go back and repeat what you said before, and ignore my response. Now we just have just 1 speech a night. The reason we have 3 speeches a night is so that you can respond to my response. That's the point. Now, what I said last night about this one of Acts 5:33, here's the point. Why do those folks want to try and kill those people? Surely they would want to kill Peter and the rest of the apostles. Because Peter said, well, if we obey the gospel, we'll get a personal influence of the Holy Spirit. Surely they would want to kill the man. Peter, I agree with that. Some people would want to kill the man. And they would want to kill Peter because they were in a righteous way for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We want to kill the man either. Here's what I said last time. You responded. The reason they wanted to kill him is because they had told them. In verse 29, did we make you a Christian? Then you would have to do this. And not only did we go out preaching, but we commanded God to. One of the things they said would be real troubling. He said in verse 30, you killed Jesus, Son of God. That's why they got mad. You remember Acts 2 verse 37, when Peter said, you murdered the Son of God? What happened to those folks? He said in verse 36, he said they were cut to the heart. So that's a lot of difference between that and Acts 5:33. Why were they cut or put to the heart in verse 37 and Acts 2? Because he said, you heard the Son of God. That's the great power. He's pretty good, did you hear me? That's exactly why they got mad at Acts 5:33. It has nothing to do with this dispute between you and me. And then he mentions that the background of Acts 2:38-39 is Joel 2. That's exactly why he brings up Joel 2:32 for my conversation. It is background. Look at Joel 2:32. He says, he makes a prayer line for the first time in the faith. I'm glad he did. But he missed it. And when he did show, he missed it. He calls up Joel 2:32 and he says, well, Lord, I surely have salvation. I'm a salvation. So he missed that. But he missed it in my faith. Now, then he just said, well, look. In the ring, the Lord your God. Who's that? Who's that? Well, it's obvious who that is. The ring, that's Christian. The people are going to be delivered. You see that? If you're coming back, who's your God? Well, the Lord shall be delivered. Who's that? Christian. He'll be delivered. Say. Well, we're not blind, and the Jerusalem shall be delivered. I'll make sure that the Lord has said, and the remnant to the Lord shall call. Call them up. The grace is yes. No. He admits that it says salvation delivers. So the remnant. Christian. I'm certainly not everybody. Not everybody can take deliverance. Perhaps some family members of the family say they have been taken deliverance. You know, he had a brother that lost his grace. He had deliverance at one time. He's got a way to receive deliverance. It's not everybody. And you know, I think we can agree that we'll have a number one. You know, if we need to look at much of one of people now, I think we agree. I think you can have a group. If you believe it in this way, just like Galatians 3 with people from all of the women of God, this is like, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Is that enough? Many of the Lord our God shall call. Who does he call? Well, he calls everybody in the sense of that special people see, and then he asks everybody to become Christian. And then he shows you that first person refers to the same calling, but speaks of it in the sense of the successful call. Okay? Who does he call? Who is asked for to be baptized for his dependence to get to Holy Ghost? Everybody. Who? Then he calls successfully. So, they're successful. Okay? So, if many of those who accept that call, that is to repent and be baptized, or baptized, which is remission of sin, and get the Holy Ghost, that's what the promise is. If I tell a fellow that you'll cut my grass, and pick a leaf and olive card over here, I'll give you $5, and a gift certificate to McDonald's. If he comes up with those things, he'll expect to get both. I will ask him to do this. And if he chooses to do it, he'll get the benefits. And if he chooses not to, he won't receive the benefits. That's easy. So back in Joel 2:32, who got deliverance? All Christians. See, what he thinks back to 2:39 is talking about is just a select few Christians back then who received the right. And nobody today. But what is Joel 2:32 talking about? Deliverance. Salvation. Who was called to deliverance? Everybody. The remnant are the ones who accepted it. The successful calling, which is Romans chapter 8, verse 30. And then he said again, well, if the Holy Spirit has to be great, that's only happening under the black back in 1045. Well, we've already proven that cannot be the same. In 1045, where he's received that gift of the Holy Spirit, before he was baptized, that's to great, because you have to be baptized to get that gift. Sure, they're the same grace. How about the same? Ron and Tom will give you both of you a gift of money. And what if I gave Ron $1,000? What if I gave you $80? Well, they're both gifts of money. The same word, what's the problem? I don't think you're thinking about the same thing, are you? So you have to give the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit himself. Not the righteous man in Acts 2:38. To give the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit himself. The righteous man in Acts 2:45. One, you deserve it. Acts 2:38 says you can only give if you obey God. One, you don't deserve it. You give God, you give anybody. You get your sense, you get that to help. You call this to the Old Testament. In a sense, in 1 Samuel 19, he gave the righteous measure to Saul. 1 Samuel 19, where Saul was laying naked. Day and night. Bloody to kill God's anointed David. He would have done it. Thank the relationship God, you have a righteous measure. It's amazing. The one Acts 2:38 does. It's an earnest. You only get that if you obey the gospel. You have faith for God. Okay, on this point about covenant, we get to say in Galatians 4 verse 6, it says that because you are sons, God is the Spirit of sons, your heart is crying out, my Father. That cannot be the practice. Yes, we say that in believe God, but God has to be because you are a son. Believe us, God is not yet. Amen. But verse 68. Now, this is about the point. Yes, you're not going to believe this. We brought up last night. When we brought up those guys, I asked you a question last night. And the reason is for those of you who are here, is Titus 3 verse 6 talks about the Holy Spirit being shed on the people. And I believe that's talking about the first way by the Holy Spirit. anything that's on my horizon is given to him. And so whatever he's done is not perfect. I tried to show from the context that we're talking about something universal here. Jesus made his righteous gift from universal, and if I can show that universal, I prove him to him that it's not miraculous. It's not miraculous. Okay? So I ask you a question trying to get context in our story. I ask you about how to pray. God has said, I'll let you take off. That's the first question. I said, God has said, I'll let you take off. You know, this is why I'm here, Christ. You know what God checked with? He checked others. Remember, it's a special, group. Here's what he says. Let's read verse 5. Not our work of righteousness, which we have done, but according to the word that he said, from the wash of regeneration to the Holy Ghost. And you're right. Tom is saying that that's a dispensational, just a special proof. What do you mean by that? Only those who back to the end, without blessing, and nobody's dead. Now, can you imagine coming out of your mouth? This is one of them. And that's one of the fundamental practices of the Bible, so we're saved by God. And that's the first thing we do have to do. We take these things. He responds to those words do not hurt our relationship. Those who have heard of that, and if our presence is not being justified by the grace, that's only a few Christians back then, and nobody said it. We can be hanging air before we hope eternal life. You think you can annoy him? He has two choices. One thing is good, I guess, you know, and he was so pretty rad, and I was trying to tell him, and I said, one part of God's purpose, we know who is dispensational. So that was really in a hard position. And so we didn't choose that, but what you chose for, and I'm not saying you did it for this reason, I believe you really did it. The choice you chose is even worse. If you don't hear a healthy presence for Christ, that does not apply to all the Christians back then, and none of them, that was your position, a very bad part. And I believe that it's an election for me. God's way is not our way. God said that God's way is not our way. What it means is that you need us to look at the even power of anything that you desire for the power of heaven. John 5:6. And they can easily conclude that you're wrong about this question, verse 6. So what does the passage teach? It teaches that people who are not prayed over for life can still earn the salvation. But if they pray by grace, according to his mercy, people just by our grace, and every person will be eternal life. They can see from this text that all folks like this, and God's channel is blessed in the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior. They can see that. That's not hard to see. That itself is treasure, but I know this one. Well, for the same reason, my brother, you remember you kept saying, that's what this is, the Greek word, and then my last thing, I showed up far off, the same Greek word, and the word children. In Matthew 3:37, was it the same Greek word? Did it make it up? No. He didn't accept it. I gave him the same Greek word, he still said it wasn't the same. So if we'll do anything to give the same Greek word, he still thinks different. So the next time I get up here and say something, it's just the same in English, it's not the Greek. And you say, it's a different Greek word. Remember, when I ask what the same Greek word, you won't believe it. See, that's his system, he's not going to believe it. Put it number 3. John 7:38-39. He has already told me that scripture has said, I'm going to say, well, there is a living water. And it's Thank you.
Show one message to show you the personal influence. And I've been through your father's side.